guys. Welcome to the Controversy Podcast with me, your host, Brett Lechner. Let's talk about the fitness industry today. Let's talk about what it is and what it isn't. What it isn't is exactly transparent, 100% truthful. What it is a bunch of bullshit just there to get your money. That's it. You know, and this, I don't like saying this because I fucking love fitness. Like, I live and breathe fitness most of my life. I fucking love the shit out of it. I love what it stands for. I love what it means. I love the feeling. I love everything about it. But I don't love the market for it. You know, and I'm not hating on anybody. Let's get that clear. Okay, what I don't love is, you know, the things that we put ourselves through to achieve something that, you know, that it is achievable, but you have to have the right know-how and you have to put in the work. That's for sure. Okay? Now, here's what I really have a problem with, and it's not right, for sure, is when you have a bunch of people that are chemically enhanced, and then they try to sell you some shit. That's what I have a problem with, okay? It's fucking wrong. If you take steroids or chemicals, you have a better chance of looking like those people, you know, that you all see on Instagram, that you all see in magazines, that you all see in movies. They're all on something. You know, that's the reality of the industry. And that's the reality of most sports too. You know, let's just throw that out there. You know, I don't think it's heartbreaking because it's, you know, if you look at steroids, they work. There's no doubt about it. Why are they illegal? Because they fucking work. You know, do they have health risks with it? Absolutely. 1,000%. If you overtake them, overuse them, overabuse them, you know, take them for a long time, you're going to get fucked up, you know, later on down the road. Or you might get fucked up while you're on them. I mean, there's tons of them, people that have taken a lot of steroids and died young. So, it is what it is. Now, if you look at the fitness industry, you know, I hear the whole thing is a joke. Which, yes, it is a joke. But it's been a joke for a long fucking time. It's nothing new. The only thing that's new is you can see it blasted in your face all the time now. But before, you know, when their social media was really, really big, there was the fitness magazines that you had. And, you know, it's no different than it is now. They would put a dude, really muscular dude or female, on there, like, this is what she took to get these results. You know, hydroxycut, that was a huge one. If you know hydroxycut, you know what I'm talking about. You know, they put these really big ripped muscular dudes and these hot females, they are ripped. I mean, you take this shit, so you think you're gonna just get all the pussy and you're gonna get all the men. And you're just going to be so shredded that people are going to walk by and like, holy fuck, look at that guy or girl. And, you know, only to find out it's shit. That's not what happened. What happened was those people, yes, they worked out, worked their butt off, don't get me wrong, but they were chemically enhanced by steroids, PEDs, whatever you want to call them. It's amazing. You know, and the art of the before and after picture, you know, that's a beautiful one too. You know, just bloat your stomach, look like you're feeling down, and then in another lighting, pumped up, you know, feeling happy. You look better. You look like 3 months have gone by and you look fucking amazing. Get this product. It's no different than what's going on now. The only difference, or the only thing that it seems different, is because it's able to be blasted in your face all over the place now. You know, with Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, whatever you name it. It's everywhere. It's just in your face. You know, and I get it. You know, there's nothing, I mean, is there a bigger ideal to strive for than a fucking healthy body? Because at the end of the day, all of our actions are just about to get laid. You know, why do most men join, you know, fitness communities or, you know, even get on steroids or even want to be these influencers? Or it's because, you know, they have the need to spread their seed. It's in us. It's on all our males, gay, straight, whatever you want to identify. I don't give a shit. But that need to spread your seed is always there. It's a genetic code that's wired in all of us. You can't do anything about it. You know, that's why when all the time, when we're in anywhere we go, we see a hot chick. We could be in the most loving, you know, relationship in the world. Our eyes are going to look down at her ass and look down at her boobs. And that's the signals that we get back saying she's fertile, she's good to go. We got to spread our seed. I'm not saying we will, but that's just nature, like, you know, doing its thing. It's like a lion chasing a fucking gazelle. It just has to, it's normal. It's going to happen. You're going to look. Stop beating yourself up over looking at chicks. And chicks, stop being an asshole. If you're wearing these fucking, like, tight shit, like, if you're going to wear tight shit, people are going to look. Get the fuck over it. You know? You don't get to pick and choose who looks at you. If you're going to wear that shit, people are going to look. Stop being an asshole. You know, it's like, even if a fat dude was going to go out without a shirt on, jogging down the street, people are going to look. You know? Is he going to be like, oh, stop looking at me, I'm fucking... Stop looking at me, I'm fat. No. So, just get the fuck over. Everybody, you know, that's a big point with the fitness industry. Everybody needs to get the fuck over themselves. Jesus. You know, we're all... At the end of the day, we're all doing something... We're all striving to be a better version, you know? Like, that's what I do. That's what I love about fitness, is it doesn't matter what background you're from, where you're at in life, as long as you take those steps to becoming fitter, it's how could you not win with that? That's amazing. That's the best. That's what I love about fitness, is it doesn't matter if you're fucking scared shitless to go in a gym, if you're that motherfucker that, you know, finds a way just to even go in there for 5 minutes, walk on the treadmill for a minute, and then bounce, you know, you've done something that you wouldn't have done that scared you. You know, fitness can bring us all together. We're all trying to, you know, be better. And that's what I love about fitness. Is we're all trying to be a better version of ourselves. Now, what I hate about the market is they sell you lies to be a better version of yourselves. You know, and then, you know, you develop all this, you know, bullshit. Like, you can be depressed because you're not looking the way you want to look. You can develop so many disorders of all kinds. You know, I've been there. You can get really narrow-minded in things. And then you can, you know, like, I remember when I first started out, I wanted to look so bad like this dude on a fitness cover that I would eat pizza and then I would throw it up. You know, because I was like, oh, I'm going to get fat. And I'll never forget it. It's a true story. I remember I called my father up. I was like 19 at the time. And I was like, Dad, I just ate 5 bananas. You think I'm going to get fat? He fucking laughed at me. He laughed. You know, and it's a funny story, but just how fucking ridiculous this shit is, you know, I thought 5 bananas would make me fat. And I'll never forget, he laughed and he said, and the only thing that'll do is make you probably shit more. And that's a real story right there. But, I mean, I remember, like, I would starve myself. Like, I would eat, you know, 500, I would, like, there were be a couple days where I would go like 500 calories a couple days. And I remember, you know, when I came home from college one year, I looked so thin. Like, you could see like my whole jawline, you could see the whole bone structure in my face. Okay, I had no muscle. I was so real thin. I don't even know how much I weighed. I totally forget. Probably like in the 170s for sure. And I'm 6'3". So it was real thin. You know, but I just remember I had to look like this dude. Like, I wanted to look like this dude so bad. And I would do whatever it takes. Now, taking the positives out of that situation from all that negative was, I learned something that when I want to do something, I will do whatever it takes to get what I want. You know? So, it took me like almost 20 years to get that sort of look. You know, pretty damn close. And I learned a whole bunch of stuff, you know, which is why I have information products on my website, adietthatworks.net, that, you know, covers how you can get that way. And the reality is, you have to set your own diet up. You have to use principles and set your own diet up. Okay? And the only thing that's going to come between that time is figuring out what's going to work for you, using those principles and time, and not overeating on stuff. You don't need steroids, none of that. And, you know, you can get in pretty fantastic shape. Maybe you don't end up looking like that, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that, because the reality is, you know, if you get down to like, you know, 12, 10% body fat, you are in like prime, you know, sexual marketplace. Women will find that highly attractive. You know, just like men, you know, find women that are not too muscular, but, you know, just fit. You know, just, you know, pretty fit. Like, we can that's really attractive to us. You know, not too muscular, just pretty fit. You know, where you, like, it's that signal that comes across that, hey, we're very healthy. That, like, they're, that is very healthy. She'll produce good babies. You know, that's the opposite for women. You know, when they see a guy around the 10 to 12% body fat range, in their mind, they're like, well, that dude's really, that's a good, uh, That's a good investment right there. That's a good, those are good genes. That's what, you know, that's very healthy. It's going to produce very, very good seed, very good, blueprints for children. You know, they'll find that incredibly sexy. You don't need to go below that. Only, you know, a select few of us are nutty to do that. But, you know, that's what it is. Now I'm done pitching my product. You know, go check it out for yourself. But you don't need steroids, okay? You don't need steroids to do it. And I was saying that people that take steroids, there's anything wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. If you want to take steroids, go ahead. I personally don't see the point in them if you're not going to be a professional athlete or a professional bodybuilder. I mean, I don't see that, because once you're off of it, it's like everything that you have gained on steroids, you will lose. It's just, there's no getting around that. I'll never forget when I was in college, this one dude, he was on steroids, and he, very impressive, very impressive. He looked like a power hitter. He looked dangerous. And remember, I forget what really happened. He had pinched a nerve in his neck, and that was from weightlifting. And then I think he stopped weightlifting for a couple weeks or something. But anyways, he ended up getting off of them, and he looked like a shell of what he was. You could tell. Like, he had stretch marks. You know the dudes who take steroids, they get, you know, big really fast, jacked really fast, and they have stretch marks with how quick they, you know, put the muscle on. But then when all that goes away, he still had the stretch marks, but it just didn't look right. Like, he didn't have the muscle anymore. And I remember, you know, thinking, like, huh, what? But that's what happens when you take steroids, is whatever gains you had, they all go away. Because, you know, your body doesn't produce that. You know, let's say you're naturally around 900 milligrams of free testosterone, that's what your tests say, and then you start shooting testosterone beyond a TRT or HRT, which is testosterone replacement therapy or hormonal replacement therapy, you know, to keep your levels in a normal range. You know, anything, I think like 200 to 300 and between 200 to 300 and below 1200. I think 1200 is the threshold. I don't know. I mean, there's, you know, just somewhere around there. That's, you know, in between those numbers is ideally where you want to be. You know, so if you take anything over that, if you inject testosterone and you're over that, you're producing hormones that your body was never meant to produce. So yes, if you're going to get, you know, the chances are you're going to get bigger. You're going to get stronger. But then when you're off of them, your body goes back to normal ranges. So it doesn't have, it can't hold on. It doesn't produce the hormones to keep that muscle. You know, so if you look at pro bodybuilders, how they, you know, a lot of them are not even close to what they used to be. You know, obviously, some are still, you know, pretty jacked. And, of course, they have to be on testosterone replacement therapy for life. Because if you take all those steroids for a long time, your body shuts off, you know, producing your own hormones permanently. So, it's a reality that, you know, these fitness influencers are going to have to come to. They're going to have to be on TRT, you know, for life. And it's going to shorten their lives. You know, you look at the, all the big influencers that you see, you know, especially the young ones, you know, they may look great now, you know, they may, but later on down the road, that price is going to come calling. You know, it is what it is. And, you know, some of them are fine with that, and that's cool. And trust me, if somebody was young and they wanted to do that, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, if that's what they want to do, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay? But the reality is, like, you gotta give, you're sacrificing other shit. And there, if that's, you're okay with that, that's cool. But what's not okay with is in the market is being chemically enhanced, you know, looking big like that, and then selling people on, you can get just like that. And that's not true. You can't. The only way you're going to get like that is, yes, putting in work, which they all do, of course. There's nobody's denying that. But being chemically enhanced. It's the only way. You know, it's easier. Trust me, it's easier to get ripped when you're on chemicals. You know, because your body's able to produce that more muscle mass. You know, your body's able to take more fat. You're able to produce hormones when you're on a diet that makes you, you know, less hungry, and you're able to take things that make you less hungry. You know, so all while having all the energy in the world to keep doing those workouts and recover. You know, that's why they work. That's why people take them. And then nobody can tell you that they're on steroids is because it's illegal. Like, it's illegal. And nobody buys something that is already, you know, unethical. You know, if they think, if anybody knows it's unethical, they're not going to buy from you. So they're not going to tell you they're on steroids. They'll deny it, and they'll deny it, and they'll deny it. Just is what it is. That's the industry. You know, none of these fad diets work. Most of these, you know, product or diets that people tell you, or these coaches that, you know, will tell you, this is how you get ripped, I'm like, hire me, I'll get you ripped. It's all crazy. It's all bullshit. Because if there's one thing that I've ever learned in life, leadership, you know, in diets and plans and whatever you want to call it, is people only stick to their own plans, their own creations, their own ways of doing things. You know, so what I mean by that is, I didn't get ripped. You know, I've bought other people's diets. I followed other people's diets. It never worked out for me. I mean, it would work out in the beginning, but I could never stick to it. Because it was just, it didn't work. It was too, didn't fit my lifestyle. Didn't fit what I needed. Didn't work, you know, fit what works for my body. So I didn't get ripped until I followed my own way of, you know, of figuring things out and doing things. You know, because classic is, you know, the standard 25 is 2,500 calories. You know, I remember I was on that. So on 2,500 calories, and I was, and then I would bump it down to 1,900 for fat loss. And, you know, this worked initially, but then again, like, over the years, it just stopped working. Like, not over the years. I had to adjust things that weren't on there for it to, you know, semi-work. And then I had to take it all back to form because it just didn't work. I was always hungry and all that. And later on, the whole moral of this, the whole point of the story was, I had to bump things that normally you would think is out of, you know, range. Like, for me, 3,000 calories, you know, keeps me at bay. It's like a maintenance for me. You know, even though I'm, you know, I'm not that big. like jacked wise. It's just 3,000 calories is needed for my body expenditure. You know, and I go over that in my product is figuring out what's for you and then making adjustments. But ultimately, you have to figure out, you know, there's always principles that comes to dieting and getting in shape that you have to use, but you have to figure out what works for you. You know, do you like to run? Do you not like to run? Do you like to, you know, power walk? Do you not like to power walk? Do you like, you know, doing assistant movements? Is that what keeps you in the gym? Do you like doing that? You know, besides the necessities of the three, you know, power movements of deadlift, squat, and bench press. You know, maybe you hate doing bench press, but you love doing tricep curls. So you save the tricep curls, bicep curls. Let me go over that. Maybe you hate doing bench press, okay? But you love doing tricep pull downs. That's what really, you love doing that in the gym. And even though it may not be a necessity, depending on who you ask, you know, who gives a shit, maybe that's, you know, what really keeps you in the gym. So you save that, you do your bench press first, and then you do that, because that's what you've been looking forward to the whole time. You know, if that's what keeps you in the gym, that's what works for you. That's what keeps you. The whole main goal is to stick to something for a lifetime. It's finding ways to stick to the gym or fitness for a lifetime. To stick to a diet, any that works for you for a lifetime. That's what you're looking for. That's the great. And you only get there by figuring it out for you, you know. Using principles and things that, you know, people have learned or that you have learned and using that for yourself. You know, for instance, you know, people, you know, some diet programs will have you eating 4 to 5 times a day. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if you're a bodybuilder, yeah, you need to eat like that because you got to keep shoveling in nutrients for muscle growth, you know, because you're trying to put on muscle. So you have to keep putting food in to go over calorie maintenance to gain that muscle. Okay? But maybe, you know, you're just looking to lose, you know, get in really good shape or to maintain or whatever it is. You know, maybe three meals works for you. And maybe 3 meals and a snack work for you. Maybe 4 snacks and 1 large meal works for you. That's what you like. That's what you can stick to. Doesn't matter. But that's what keeps you in the game. That's what keeps you focused. That's what keeps you going onto achieving a better body or onto achieving optimal health. You know, that's the name of the game, is what you can stick to. You know, maybe you have a hectic schedule and you can only, you know, and you're not hungry when you wake up and you like to eat when you get home. You like to have a 4-hour window of eating. You know, it's also called the warrior diet, but that's what you like. It's what you can stick to. That's fine. Doesn't matter. That's the name of the game. What you can stick to. You know, figuring out all these principles for yourself. What you can take, what you can leave, and construct your own plan. And that's the plan you're going to stick to. Trust me. That's a key principle in leadership. You know, if you give your team the overall, you know, goal of what's to be achieved, and you let them construct their own plan, they're going to buy into their own plan and see that it succeeds more than if you tell them the main goal and then you give them the plan. They're going to wait for you. They can't wait for your plan to fail because they thought they had a better plan. And it doesn't matter whose plan was better. The factor is the buy-in. you know, people, you know, you see so many diets fail. It's because people don't buy in. You have to buy in. You have to have buy-in. And who you're going to buy into the plan that you construct. That's what you're going to buy into most. And with buy-in comes results, comes dedication, comes adherence. That's the name of the game. All right. But the fitness industry will not tell you that. They'll tell, you know, well, actually, no, that's wrong. There's a select few. Trust me, there's a select few good ones out there that that will tell you the truth. Greg Doucette, you know, Coach Greg, he's a good one. He'll tell you, you know, straight up, it's like that, you know, whatever works for you. Who else is out there? Hold on. There's a guy. Actually, his YouTube channel is pretty cool. I like his. He goes over a lot on calling out people. Shredded Sports Science. Yeah, he's pretty good. What's his name? Let me give me 1 second here. What is this guy? Where is it? Oh, Dr. Paul Saladino. He's all right. He can be extreme sometimes on, you know, things, but he tries to point you in the right direction. And so he's pretty good too. And Derek from More Plates, More Dates, his content's really, really good too. If you have any questions about being chemically enhanced or all, that's the site to go to. Along with Greg Doucette, he covers a lot on steroids. So those two are pretty good with steroids. But yeah, I mean, the majority of other people are just going to try to, you know, while they're chemically enhanced, are just trying to sell you their program to make money off you, not really caring on your results or who you are. It's the reality of it, you know. Most supplements don't even work. You know, that's a heartbreaker, but it just is what it is. they don't work. You know, when something does work, it's illegal. They ban it. Why? Because it works too good. And the pharmaceutical company wants that control for sure. Plus, you know, it's all about control. So other people that would make things that work for you, that would take away from their market share, and that would not be good. So yeah, it just is what it is, man. I'm going to say all. If there's a supplement brand that I would recommend is First Form, Andy Frisella's stuff, but I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure you know about Andy Frisella. And I don't need to give any more shout outs to him. That dude is amazing. So I would trust that brand and see if that works. I've personally never taken anything from his brand. That's just me. I just don't like supplements. I've had my fair share of supplements in my life. Tried a lot of them. Most of them are just, you know, they just don't work. So, yeah, that's about it for the fitness industry. It's just a lie. It's nothing new. It's just rebranded, repackaged, all in your face bullshit. All the influencers that you see on social media are on something. Even the ladies. I know it sucks to accept that, but that just is what it is. Now, if you want to take chemicals and try to look like that, you know, do what you want. That's fine. Just be wary when you cross, you know, that bridge. If you do end up getting to where you want to go, and then you try to sell people on programs on how to look like you, and you're telling them you're not upfront onto everything that you're doing, then that's not ethical. And when people find out that that's the unethicacy of it, they're not gonna buy from you. You know, so just keep that in mind. All right, but to all you people that are into fitness, you know, that go out, that get up and do running, and or go for a walk, or anything that is fitness related, I just want to give you a shout out. You know, fitness, you guys are changing the world. You know, everybody, the world, especially now, would be a better place if everybody partook in some sort of fitness to make themselves healthier. And, you know, to teach others that, you know, being healthy and exercising is the way to go. It's, you know, putting your health and taking care of your body and not leaving it in the hands of other people is the best way to go about life. It just is. All right, so that's a big shout out to all you guys that are doing some sort of fitness, regardless of where you're at in life. This podcast dedicated to you. Keep up the great work, and I'll see you guys on another episode.